UFO sighting downtown Salinas this morning.
What the hell is it?
Are they slow moving, Chief?
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
Stories from the Anus.
So we're back from our hiatus of half an hour. Dan's got another manly beverage.
A drink. A little more manly? Is a Long Island tea a little more manly? Maybe.
I guess.
Come on, it's like, what was it? Whipping cream?
Whipping cream flavored cool vodka. Whip
flavored vodka. And vodka's pretty manly, though.
No, it's not. Whiskey and bourbon are manly.
Vodka's pretty manly.
No.
Those Russians, they're manly.
Russians aren't manly. They're not manly at all.
Okay, so we kind of like, we skimmed over it. We had basically our last episode was an origin issue.
I think every issue of our episode of our podcast is going to be origin.
Really. Yeah, probably.
We have 20 years of history. It's just remembering that history right
now. But mainly the bond came over comics.
Yeah, definitely.
Which, I mean, I would actually say that you got me into comics. Again, I was talking about how I didn't really fit in with like the jocks, even though I was a sports guy.
Mm-hmm.
Never really felt like I was there. Like, that was my guys.
Yeah.
My group. And I remember it was in that English class, as we were talking about in grade 8. And you guys were passing around... You and Fraser Crichton...
Crichton.
Were passing around a... do you ever see that guy?
No, I talk to him occasionally, though, but I haven't seen him.
He's in Victoria, yeah?
We just drifted apart. Like, we're totally different people now than we used to be. He's supposed to start playing the Judge Dredd miniatures game with us if we ever get started.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't even shown you those. They're dope. So that gun case is down there. It's not
what's
actually...
What's the... is it Warhammer?
Yeah, it's a Warhammer. Oh, yeah? Judge Dredd minis, yeah.
I think you showed me him.
Yeah, I might have.
I think you showed pictures.
Yeah, I put pictures up. But anyway.
Fraser and you were passing around a Spawn comic. I actually remember the issue, too.
You remember what issue it was? What issue was it?
It's like 30-something.
Yeah. The start of the Capullo run.
I remember the cover. It was the one where, like, the clown was like had, like, a face. 34.
You know what's hilarious related to Spawn, just so you know, Spawn was on TV last night or the night before.
The movie. Holy, oh yeah, the movie is, the movie is terrible.
How was that
the
a
movie
theatrical
was terrible
film?
In 97
the effects are the worst
brutal
thing I've ever seen in my
well it was
life.
That it was that kind of like that air time where it was like the growing pains of CGI. I honestly still hate CGI, but like this was
CGI
like,
can be used well.
Yes.
CGI
oh yeah
is annoying, but I want to see
as like a tool
more than anything,
as like a tool. Yes.
You just have, the person has to know what they're doing.
But, like, 97 is right ripe in that time of that kind of, that sort of, like, didn't know really what was going on.
No.
Yet.
But that movie, like, that movie cost, like, $60 million or something. It looks like it cost 15 cents.
The worst scene, though, is, I guess, when Buddy is killed. And he goes into hell.
Yeah, that's the part
and,
I watched.
And all the spawns. But it looks like all loopy and stuff.
It's
like
all loopy and it's like different
it's
layers.
It's like 8-frame looper,
yeah.
Looping.
And they're all and like the green electricity shit.
I know.
It's like 8-bit.
It's absolutely terrible. That movie sucked in 97.
Yeah.
Like when it came out.
And like Michael Jai White's never wearing his Spawn mask. You can see his bad made up face.
I remember like actually anticipating that movie. Because unfortunately... It is a part of my past, but I did
Spawn
collect Spawn. But Spawn got really annoying because it never went anywhere. It got into the, like, later in the issues, and it never went anywhere for years. And for some reason, still picking up the book.
It's still out. It still gets made. Like, Spawn still exists.
It's still now. It's but I'm sure it goes places now.
Maybe. It's not even the same.
But I liked Capullo's art. I've always liked Capullo's art.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Fraser were passing around Spawn in the back
and then,
alley.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're just passing them around.
Instead of playing dice,
yeah,
playing Spawn.
Issue 34,
you
said
you were Al Simmons,
yeah,
and Fraser was a Violator. No, that'd be awesome.
No one knows what we're talking about.
Fraser was violating you.
Oh, whoa! That's not how it would have been.
But yeah, you're passing around this comic, and I'm like, and then I know that I remember that. Kobold, actually. Miss Kobold actually had a Spawn comic.
Did she?
In her...
Yes, she did. In her drawer.
Yeah, she had like
had
three comics.
She had a few comics. Probably ones she confiscated from Fraser.
I forget which exact Spawn she had, but it was a little earlier one, I think.
Yeah, it was one of the earlier issues.
But yeah, I was always into the art. I mean, the story was never really
my image. The story was never what was popular.
I mean, it's better than some of that stuff. Yeah. Honestly, when you look back at the old,
it's a little better image. Than like fucking Ripclaw or Velocity.
Well, it was just all like pinup, all just pinup art. Might as well just been posters.
Fucking like Glory and Evangeline and all those comics. What are you doing, dog?
Yeah, so you're passing around these comics, and yeah, that's where I wanted to get into
how you got into comics, because you were like, man, that James kid is just leading the charge of coolness.
Yeah. Well, I was always interested in the idea of comics. But I guess seeing kids that were, I mean, in grade 8, like, I guess we're a little older for comics. Like, in the...
You're like, what? They're not just for kids anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Even and then...
you were like 14 at the time and still a kid.
And then, but even that would be, you know, probably considered a little old.
Mm-hmm. What was the first comic you ever bought? Ooh. Would it have been after that or before that? The first one you remember. Maybe not the first one.
First one I remember, like, I swear, you know, I probably got like an Archie or something when I was a kid. But...
yeah.
First but when I was actually like
that had an impact.
Oh man, it was probably a Spawn comic.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I can't, that's a good question though.
Yeah,
maybe it was probably a Spawn comic that came after this number 34.
No,
the next one, 36 or something.
Yeah, I remember the first comic I ever remember buying. I was probably in grade 4, and I lived in Prince Rupert. And I remember walking up this huge hill to a corner store, and I had the first issue of Maximum Carnage.
Oh really?
Spider-Man. Yeah, awesome. That was the first comic I ever bought. I was huge into Carnage.
Oh, okay.
This is the coolest villain ever, like, informing weapons.
And yeah.
Being...
What got you into comics? Like,
I don't know.
Grade 4, that's a lot.
I don't know. Like, I had a friend, I had a neighbor who was a pretty big geek, like, his family all dressed up in, like, Star Trek uniforms and stuff for Halloween. And, like, I remember in grade 4, I wrote... Do you remember those, like, notebooks that were, like, lined with
on
the bottom and the top of the illustration areas? I remember filling one of those with a story that was called Nick Fury versus the Lava Monsters.
Nice.
And I wrote the whole thing out and did illustrations for Nick Fury fighting like Lava Man.
If you had that, that would be gold.
It would be the best thing ever. But I remember it was like 60 pages and I did the whole thing.
I remember doing back in the day, like Turtles kind of comics sort of things, comic stories.
Yeah.
Like I didn't really know. Well, it's funny because I was always into art. And I was always into writing, but I never like combined the two until like high school, which is like kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you would think I would be into comics a lot earlier because it was kind of almost ingrained. Like I was always drawing and I was always writing, but I never really put them together.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that's what ultimately spoke to me about comics was like that kind of idea. I'm like, oh man, it's like an amalgamation of everything that I like.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, it's cool.
Exactly. It's super cool. It's all the cool kids are into comics.
It was probably like... Once I got into the comics again, I guess. Sort of like a...
Well, I remember doing that, but I remember falling off for like all the rest of elementary school, didn't buy any. And then I think it was in high school, I remember buying, like, I was in that stupid phase where I bought stupid, shitty comics. Like, I remember having issues with like DV8.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean...
the random, like, Gen 13. Like, anything a pubescent boy would be like, oh my god!
Yeah.
It's amazing, but then I remember I started collecting The Darkness, and I collected Witchblade for a long time.
Yeah.
But I don't remember if that was before or after I got into Preacher. Because I remember the first issue of Preacher I read was issue 19. It was the first part of the Crusaders storyline. And that's when I started collecting it monthly. But I don't remember if I got into all the other shit after or before that.
Probably all very similar it was time.
Same time.
But it was, we were in the kind of the image books.
Yeah.
I mean, art's always been a big part of both of them.
Like, huge part of what we did. But I remember I collected Witchblade monthly, Darkness monthly, Preacher I collected monthly, because I remember Preacher got passed around like a fucking cheap hooker.
And
Everybody read that bitch.
I'm actually really glad that my first reading of Preacher was in a trade format, because I couldn't have handled it, like, just issue by issue. Monthly? It's just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but at least it came out on time. Like, some of that shit, like, when I was collecting, like, Battle Chasers and like Danger Girl and stuff like that, and you'd like wait like 9 months between issues, you're like, what's going on, guys?
Yeah.
And then that's when Image fell apart.
Well, yeah, it was just like, and also you're not getting like a solid really story. Like,
no.
Like Preacher was kind of like the first, probably not, it probably wasn't the first, it was by far not the first for me, but one that really stuck into my brain about, wow, this is like, it isn't just about a pretty picture. Like, no, wow, this is like telling an amazing story. And like, these are characters that you fucking care about.
There was cuss words and violence. And
it was just so cool for like a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah, it was life altering, man. Like,
and it's amazing. So it still holds up, and it's still like,
oh yeah, it's still my favorite comic book series of all time.
Yeah,
it's still one of my favorite pieces of literature of all time. Like, I don't think I can think of many stories I would rather read again than read Preacher again.
Yeah.
So like I said, I was just started rereading it, and there'd be like word balloons. Like I could look at it, and I wouldn't even have to read it. I knew exactly
the
dialogue in that word balloon and what the character's saying.
And I love it too, because like they even had voices. Like in my brain, like you, like the way they say it and stuff. Yeah. Like, but I mean, I think that's Ennis's writing too. It's like he almost had the accent. He had the accents right in the right in the writing and stuff, which is really, it's just there's so many layers. It's texture, and even like I mean, Dylan's art's not really any slouch. Like,
no.
I mean, comparatively, I guess the Image guys, it wasn't that flash.
No,
but it was really, it's
totally like his expressions and stuff.
Very consistent.
Oh, super consistent.
Like, some of that Image art's like very inconsistent.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, one splash page looks really good, and the next one
looks like
spent a couple hours on.
Yeah, exactly. So, unfortunately, comic books led us into self-publishing, which could be a good or bad thing. You guys self-published. It had a .8m.com website.
Oh, look at that.
I remember that.
James actually has all issues, all seven.
All seven issues.
We did seven of these sort of zine sort of thing. I would call them almost like zines. But I mean, I guess
they're like indie comics.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're
comic books.
They're like an anthology comic collection.
Well, I just think about the weird size.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's 8.5 by 14 paper. I don't know what that's actually called.
Cut in half?
Folded in half.
Yeah.
So it's a weird box.
Yeah, it's like a box. It's like,
which is weird because an 8.5 by 11 regular letter size folded in half is more aspect ratio to comics.
Yeah.
So it would have been probably easier.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, at the time it's a big deal, but nowadays comics come in this size. Like my freaking Bone graphic novel is like crazy size.
Yeah, weird.
It's like this, but a bit taller.
Cutting edge. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you guys were on the forefront. Smith copied you.
Trailblazer.
Yeah. Like all these big publishers were copying you.
But I remember we went in and talked to Gareth.
You guys talked to Gareth
back in the day. He had these. I think he had the first issue in there.
Man,
that would have been years ago.
We should bring these into Gareth too. But
he takes like them out of the back. Like he's got them in the back still.
He's like, oh yeah, I got a box.
Like I couldn't take them to heart. This would like no one ever looked at these.
Yeah. But yeah, no. First issue was January 1999 of Hallucination Studios.
It's a fucking lifetime ago.
A SAC anthology. The first issue featured American Patriot. Dell, A Poacher's Delight. What? Shadow Lords Part 1 by James Pear. Oh, God. Fog by Dan Francis. Mojave. Did he actually call it Mojave or was it Mojave?
I think it is Mojave.
I remember always calling it Mojave. I think it might have just been to make fun of your brother. But there's Mojave by Jamie Francis and The Grim by James Barrett. I remember that was the only one that didn't look like garbage. This American Patriot's not bad either. Like, you know, there's artwork in it. It's not bad. Fucking Mine is the biggest piece of shit. Like, I'm not even going to read this out because it's like four pages. Each page is a splash page. Actually, no, the second page has three panels on it.
What it is, it's kind of like Poison Elves.
It's
like
the exactly first... what I did. I ripped off Drew Hayes. It's so fucking bad, dude.
I haven't read it.
Writing is so bad.
That's learning. It's all bad, right?
Like, who writes shit like the tall, slender, curvaceous body? Like, no one writes like that shit. It's so awful. I felt so. And then, like, my addition to the covers is a black blob. Like, I was so in over my head. And then someone actually liked it, I think, and wrote a letter in.
Yeah, like, I think so.
1998. Like, all it is just text with some pictures. Like, bad wannabe anime art. It's so bad. At least you and your brother, like, did shit that was good. Giant boxes of narrative text with bad artwork framing them. And, like, the worst writing.
Do excerpt. Excerpt. Like.
Okay, the worst writing. Worst. Like, Katarina looks down at the pitiful man sprawling on the ground. Blood gushes from the wound in his stomach, flowing forth into a crimson puddle. There is no sadness in her eyes, only hatred. Like, what the fuck?
Awesome!
It's so bad.
Gotta give yourself a break. You're what, 16?
98, yeah, I was 15.
15, 16?
15 when I wrote it, I think.
So yeah, me and my brother, Jay, we, like, with the burgeoning internet just coming up, we're like, oh, why don't we do a comic? Because we were always always drawing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, why don't we do a comic? And what we'll do is we'll kind of like put posts on these forums. Like, this is ancient. This is ancient. This is infancy of the internet.
Yeah.
especially collaborative stuff on the internet. We were probably at the forefront of that.
People doing shit for free too. Oh god, what the
fuck? And we kind of had a, basically we'd do like, you know, 5-6 page stories because, you know, that's a lot of art.
There's a Sprouts comic in this.
Sorry?
There's a Sprouts comic in this. There is. Perry Johnson Sprouts, the second greatest.
I think it's a Rob Liefeld joke, too.
It is a Rob Liefeld joke.
Yeah, so we did these pages. You know, I remember it would take us forever, too, 5 or 6 pages. But yeah, and then we'd get other stories from guys online, and they would just mail it to us, and then we'd put it together as a book. I don't know. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, no. You guys were always, and still are, on the forefront of, like, you guys always did this shit. Like, you guys would get an idea, and you would actually execute your ideas.
I definitely give Jay a lot of credit for that stuff. Like, he's, like I come, like, maybe I'm a little bit more of the idea guy, but Jay's the executor. And ultimately, that's who you need. Yeah. Everyone's got ideas.
Oh, yeah. We all have
the guy that pulls the trigger is really the... Jesus, no, making a face.
Bloodlust. You can tell this guy. It's like,
oh, it's like
copying panels out of like
seriously, there's 2 pages in a row that are the exact same.
Like, what the? You can it's like a copy of like a character out of Witchblade. It's like the tattoos on his face. Also,
unfortunately, we had a very little editing.
What is this?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Like, I wish we had visuals for this podcast. Issue 99 of 100. Yeah, I got the Gretzky. Wow,
that's a good one to have.
Yeah, 24.
And what we do, we just we get a photocopy. Like, they're just black and white. Like,
oh, yeah, they're just total
photocopies. I mean, we were like 16-year-old kids, right? So it wasn't
still better than like most people do nowadays.
But I remember we were pretty proud of issue 7, which was done in I think it was our last issue.
Issue 7 was the final issue.
But it was 2000. I think we had graduated by that point, so we were 18. So we did it for about 2 years.
March 2001.
But it was like actually comic book size. We actually trimmed it down and stuff ourselves. Yep. Still black and white, but
It's awesome. Like, it's great that it's Carl.
That's a great cover, actually. Like, it looks like a real book.
Yeah, it does. You guys did a great job. It's no cover of issue 4, which has the best cover.
Well, it's funny. I think Jay had emailed Jim Mahfood. I think Mahfood was one of the first kind of creators online.
Yeah, he was one of the few, like, infancy of the internet.
Yeah, and then Jay messaged him, and we're wondering, I guess he just asked if he had any piece of art or something we could use for a cover. And sure enough, he mailed it to us. We still have the envelope. He had his funky writing on it and stuff.
That's awesome.
And he sends his cover. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no. So we plan, if we make it down to Emerald City in March next year, and if he's there, which he usually is, we're taking this issue.
Because I guarantee no one has that to sign.
No, I want this signed. Like, I want Jim Mahfood signing this. And, like...
Unfortunately, he didn't bring a story. He just had the cover. But that would be sweet if he had, like...
So good, though. Like, seriously. Like, who has an awesome Jim Mahfood cover for their indie comic? And I'd just like to point out that some guy on the internet is the stupidest guy ever. There's someone responded
to We actually had a letters column and stuff. Because we'd have... You know, with the internet, we'd have, like... kind of instant responses, which is, I mean, it's really neat when you think about it.
Someone liked mine, and I just wanted to point this guy's name out in case he ever.
Did someone like James's story, which he thinks is crazy?
I can't remember what issue it was. Oh yeah, great book. Just went down to my local comic book store and found it sitting there on the shelves. Obviously, he went to Legends because I don't know anybody else with. I would
have. We had it at Legends and Collector's Choice.
Oh, Collector's
Choice. We actually talked to Hing.
My favorite story in it was The Shadow Lords. I quite like James Pear's writing. I hope a second issue comes out because I know I would buy it. Thanks, Scott. I quite like James's writing, and that is why he scripted my story in this very issue. Okay, first of all.
Oh, Jamie, so that's the Mojab.
Zeppelin, The Heart of Evil, co-plot and script by James
Pear. Oh, Zeppelin was another character.
It was the Zeppelin one. And I mean, Jamie asked me to write it, and I did not take it seriously. And I can't believe he even used what he did. Like, the first line of dialogue in the story is, "Come on, you pitiful little shit. I will tear off your limbs and shove them up your ass." then the guy's response is, "Bring it on, you inbred piece of shit."
It's gold.
Like, I don't know what was wrong with me. It's interesting to look back on your writing from back in the day.
Well, you have, like, a timestamp, right? Like, that's, like, a time capsule.
I didn't get any better, but, I mean, at least it's still nice to look. Like, I can compare this.
Well, definitely look like the maturity and stuff, right? Like, because it's, like, I mean, I guarantee, like, you go to write something now, it's...
No, it's nothing like this.
You're going to think a little more about your words.
I'm going to think twice. Yeah, so, yeah, you guys did Hasak. It was lasted like 2 years almost.
Oh, yeah, I guess the comic, I mean, it was really...
Seven issues over 24 months. That's like fucking better than Image was doing at the time. So, I mean, you guys did pretty consistent, you know, shipping.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it's too bad we couldn't really keep it going. I kind of wish we did more comic stuff, just like straight up. Like,
I wish we did more stuff too. If you ever want to draw again,
Jay was actually bringing it up that he wants to do another comic. Like, yeah, he wants to kind of do co-art with me and Jay, or me and him. Like,
oh yeah,
like I don't know how we do that. One of us inks, or
one
something.
One of you will be the Jansen.
Like, I guess there's no really inkers anymore because
yeah,
actually I'm just starting with the tablet art.
Drawing on a tablet,
but it's still hard to get used to.
I draw on my phone. It's hard to get used to because it has a stylus.
Can you actually get pretty good pen pressure and stuff on it?
Yeah, I have Sketchbook Pro on here.
Oh, that'd be sweet. I want one of those.
Yeah, but I mean, there's different brushes.
Because tablets are, like, I mean, if you don't have the really, like, the, what is it?
Proper stylus and stuff.
Yeah, like, you know, you're looking at the monitor still. Like, yeah. I like that because it's like a piece of paper. You're drawing right on it.
Yeah, it works pretty quick, which is nice. Like, that's sweet. It's got different shit. So, I mean, I haven't played with it too much, but it's why I got rid of my iPhone so I could get this. This is one of the things, just so I could scribble.
It's cool.
But yeah, so I mean, yeah, it'd be cool to do a comic again. Like, I mean, me and Jesse have been trying for years to do Rooftop 7. But I mean, you know, it'd always be forever in my mind. Like, I have a rough outline plot for like 200 pages, like a full graphic novel. That would have been like 7 issues, and I have like the first two or three solid issues fully plotted.
That's sweet.
I don't think anything will ever happen with it, at least
not. It's too bad that Jesse's, I mean, it's not too bad that Jesse's busy. Like, he's obviously doing well.
No, we always talk about it. Like, every time we meet up and talk, like, we get semi-reinvigorated to do it and think of doing more stuff. But, I mean, we're both so...
Yeah.
He's really busy and I'm just really lazy. So, like, I don't do anything. Like, I always talk about just doing, like, a series Bible with him. Like, having full breakdowns for all the characters with him doing, like, turnaround art for every character and all their gear and stuff. Like, world art and, like, I do full story breakdowns. Because then if I wanted to script it, I could script it at any time and have someone else draw it or have different people do different story arcs. But, you know. We're lazy.
I have another time capsule thing here that James has just brought on me.
Oh, yeah.
It's the autobiography of James Pear. How old are you? This grade 6?
That was... I don't remember. That was...
This is the Writer's Symposium, James. Right here.
Yeah, this was grade 6 or 7. This was Writer's Symposium, James. It's correct. This was grade 6, I believe.
It's pretty impressive, actually. It's spiral-bound, but there's no spiral anymore.
No, spiral-bound, color
and
photocopy.
And it's typed.
Yeah, it was typed out on a typewriter. Electric typewriter.
Electric typewriter. My grandma used to have one of those. It was
I
awesome.
I love that shit.
Dedicated to my family. Without them, this book wouldn't be possible. Yeah, you wouldn't be around either.
Yeah, it's true. My mom didn't have sex with my dad. I wouldn't exist.
An autobiography of James Pear by himself.
Yeah, by himself. I wrote it.
Oh, it has a table of contents?
Yeah, it's got a table of contents,
oh,
man.
This is awesome. It's
chapter broke down. If anybody's interested, these are the chapters. Dan could read them to you. He's not going to.
Chapters? Chapter 1, my life. Chapter 2, my family. Chapter 3, my trip to meet Mike Trask.
He was a paleontologist up in Courtney.
Oh, okay. Chapter 4, my heroes. Oh, chapter 5, my dreams. Chapter 6, my favorite things.
Yeah.
Introduction. My name is James Pear. Oh, I am 12 years old and attending Shemanis Elementary School. I'm in grade 7. Oh, this is my autobiography.
This is more pathetic because it's grade 7.
I hope you enjoy it. Oh, man, I gotta read?
You're not gonna read this all, but I mean...
Paraphrase it.
The best is, you know, the like later chapters. Like, my heroes is the best chapter.
Okay, my heroes. We're skipping.
Keep the pages in order, though, man. I don't know if they're numbered.
Oh, yeah, they're numbered. Oh, okay. Actually numbered. Wow, this is like high tech.
I figured. I'm like, they might be numbered, actually.
This is really
My heroes. I think it's the third hero.
This is really well done. I would give you an A.
Oh,
you did get an A.
I did get an A. Better have gotten an A. I got lots of A's.
You're obviously into paleontology.
I was.
Pictures? Yep. How'd you get the pictures on here?
Color photocopier.
Fuck, man. This is
I
like,
just, like
cutting edge.
On a piece of paper.
We're talking about cutting edge.
Yeah, man. People didn't fuck around back then. That was like... The future.
I mean, kids, they have it easy nowadays.
Yeah, they just do shit on the internet and print it out. Mm-mm. I had to go to libraries, use photocopiers, ask for help from my parents.
My heroes. My heroes. Heroes? Heroes.
That's not what it says, is it?
there's a typo. Okay, what's your heroes?
No, you just read the first line and then you can go to the third one.
I have three heroes. My dad, Rob Bacher.
He's a paleontologist.
That's a paleontologist, but his eyes, but I forget
Rob
his name.
Baker, I think.
Baker. And a velociraptor. What? Okay. Shit, I really fucked that up. I have three heroes. My dad, Rob Baker, and a velociraptor. Just a velociraptor, just not just...
The whole species.
Wow. This is totally Writer Symposium, James.
Yeah. Yeah, now you can read the Velociraptor part.
Oh, okay. My third and final hero is an extinct dinosaur called Velociraptor. Actually has like a...
Mm-hmm. How to pronounce
it. How to pronounce it.
Yeah.
It is one of my heroes. If only your dad was a Velociraptor.
I know. And a paleontologist. My dad is a paleontologist Velociraptor. I'd only have one hero.
It is one of my heroes because he was a smart, fast, agile fighter. Velociraptor may have hunted for sport. They were fast because they had big muscles and light bones. They could jump high, which may have been helpful to catch larger predators. They also had a 7-inch retractable claw, which scientists believe may have been used to slash his victim to death while holding onto them with their long, powerful arms.
It's like, I like how it's like, this is my hero because, and then I just give info on what a Velociraptor is.
It's like a mini report.
Yeah, it's a mini report on Velociraptor.
Scientists believe that Velociraptor was a pack hunter because many fossils have been found around other Velociraptors.
So Velociraptor was my hero because it killed things, it was fast, and was a pack hunter. Like, what?
That's awesome.
I mean, I'm pretty sure in my favorite things, I bring up Velociraptors again.
But your dreams to become a Velociraptor.
Is it?
I have four dreams.
I wouldn't doubt it.
What's your four dreams?
I don't remember.
Actually, this is funny because it's actually like very close to what...
It's what I do.
Not what you do, but what you... Like in high school and stuff, hadn't changed.
Oh, okay.
First one is to become an artist.
Yeah.
I would like to go to Emily Carr Art School, which kind of changed to like Joe Kubert for a little bit there.
I did the correspondence for Joe Kubert.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you finish it?
No, God, no. I did like one of the courses, I think. Like I did one project and it got sent back with like a C something. Like, oh, you should fix all this. I was like, no.
I remember that was kind of our kick for a little bit there that we all wanted mm-hmm. to do that.
I remember Coombs did it, remember?
Yeah.
Coombs actually went.
Is he doing? Have you?
I have no idea.
Have you seen
it? You'd have to ask Perry. Yeah, no, because I remember I did the first correspondence and did like the first project and I realized it was a hell of a lot more work than I ever wanted to do.
Sorry. Your fourth dream here is to become a chef.
Really?
That's weird.
Yeah,
that's I guess you're always... your dad was a cook for a while.
Yeah, right? My dad was a cook for my whole life.
After I graduated, I liked to go to cooking school, which he did, and become a rich, world-famous chef.
Didn't do that.
Chef, like chef who?
I don't know.
Boyardee.
Didn't say that.
I don't know if he's actually a real chef.
I don't know.
I want to be Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
That's one of my dreams.
Black woman. I don't blame you.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
this is the best autobiography ever.
It really is.
Like mine, I swear, would be like so lame.
Yeah.
I would buy my family lots of stuff and give the rest to charity. Cook for your family if you were like a famous chef? You just give... I'm rich now. I'm Chef Boyardee, bitches.
Have some stuff, but you don't get my cooking.
I would give the rest to charity. I don't know. I might need to help it for research. Question mark. Food research or paleontology?
I have no idea. I don't know what my brain was thinking when I was 12, man.
This is so cool.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Like, favorite things? You like your Genesis?
I like my Sega Genesis.
My favorite games. What were your favorite games?
Oh, I don't know.
NHL 95.
Nice. That still holds up.
FIFA International Soccer.
Nice.
Sports. Into the sports.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Oh, yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Ooh, that's when Knuckles showed up.
Not surprising, Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
Green Dog. What's Green Dog?
The Beach Surfer dude. It was a Genesis game.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't a Genesis kid.
No.
I was Nintendo.
I used to have Sega Channel.
And Earthworm Jim, obviously, because it's awesome.
Yeah. Still a great game.
Your favorite movies were Free Willy, Rocky Series, Jurassic Park,
yeah.
Rudy.
Nice.
Carnosaur.
Man, I remember that movie.
I'm pretty sure if they had a movie, Velociraptor, that would be your favorite.
I remember Carnosaur. That movie was great.
That's a Corman ripoff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like the direct-to-video, like,
I think I've seen it.
Where, like, ladies are giving birth to dinosaur eggs
Yeah. It's so weird. Movie. Hot Shots, of course. Hot Shots Part 2.
Yep.
Aliens, all the aliens. Predator and Predator 2.
Yeah. Not much has changed. Still like all
the other things I enjoy are playing hockey, drawing, reading comics,
mm-hmm.
riding my bike, and lifting weights in our gym in the basement.
I did that?
Wow.
Doesn't show.
Now what? Conclusion. Thank you for reading my autobiography.
What's a conclusion in their autobiography? It's an essay.
I hope you found it interesting. Yes. I know it's a bit short, but remember, I'm only 12 years old. Come on, cut me some slack. Just think how long we'll be when I'm 60.
Wow. Yeah, I'll be
you're halfway there.
I know. I'm so tempted to scan that and put it up on Facebook.
This is so awesome.
A whole image gallery.
But you should do it like tease. One page a day.
Yeah, I should.
You can't unload that all at once.
No, that's gold.
Man, I wish I had stuff like that. Yeah. I never really kept that kind of stuff.
This is like very... I hardly keep anything. It's like this autobiography and...
Like my parents don't keep any of that stuff.
No, my parents don't really have much either.
They didn't care about us.
No.
That's what we have to do. We have to reminisce in podcasts.
Yeah, that's why...
To put it on wax.
That's why podcasts exist. For this exact reason. No, I was trying to think of where my yearbook was, because I remember you guys wrote some terrible shit in my yearbook.
Bad stuff? Like naughty stuff?
No, not naughty stuff. Just stupid
just
shit.
Just stupid shit. Oh, probably. Just
like, can't wait to drink all summer! Zoe? No.
Well, we had a good little couple months there at the undergrad, like just drinking and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome. We were alcoholics at 16.
I remember I actually drank so much that I actually hallucinated. Really? I've never hallucinated since. You know, I've got more mature with my drinking.
Yeah, yeah, you're not.
But I was ridiculous. Like, I was in Deanne McKelvey's car, and she was driving me home or something, and I swore there was like spiders all over me and stuff. Like, have you ever hallucinated from drinking?
Not from drinking, no.
I don't know, maybe someone spiked my drink.
Hallucinated from drugs and from like lack
yeah,
of
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, I staying up for like
I
5
swear
days
that
straight.
Night I didn't have any, like, didn't do anything.
Wow.
It was weird.
Maybe she spiked your drinks. She's trying to take advantage of you.
Just drink so much.
Never know. It's a Francis thing.
Yeah, not good drinkers.
No. But yeah, so yeah, that was comics. Some of the comics. We did other comics at the time. Like, Perry was always doing Sprouts in high school.
Sprouts, yeah. We did, like, goofy comics. Well, you did, what was it? I think you should have done a full-length Superbug.
Yeah, I always did Superbug. It was a stick
Superbug
man,
was, like,
superhero.
It was kind of, I guess it was, like, Johnny the Homeless Animaniac influence a little bit. Kind of the
stupid.
Johnny Basket art and
yeah,
hyper-violent.
It was just hyper-violent bug superhero villain. I mean, he thought he was a superhero, but he wasn't. All he did was kill people.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
He wasn't very super.
No.
He was super, just kind of a jerk.
He was a big...
Bit of a jerk.
He was a huge douche.
douche bug?
He was a douche bug. He just changed his name to Superbug to try to get away with shit.
What kind of bug was he? Was it like an ant or something?
I don't know. He was a stick man that had antennas on the top of his head.
And a cape.
And he had like crab claw hands.
Mm-hmm.
And a cape.
Oh! Possessed Sheep of Idaho.
Oh, Possessed Sheep of Idaho.
We should do that as a graphic novel.
Yeah.
What we'll do is just
easy
make
enough
like
to draw.
Make like you draw four different poses and just kind of copy and paste and just throw words in it.
Yeah.
200 pages.
200 pages? Easy. Yeah, I got 200 pages to script for that.
Actually, I think that was one of the you were drawing that in that grade 8 English class when I reconnected.
Yep.
Actually, I don't remember really talking to you much in that English class either. I was really shy in school.
Yeah, we didn't really start talking until later that year, or maybe grade 9.
Maybe even grade 9.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, because grade 8 I was just like
grade
done.
Grade 8 I was just always hanging out with Chad Quinn.
Yeah, it was Chad Jeremy Quinn and Fraser. And Jeremy.
And Fraser and Jeremy.
That was the kind of the circle.
That was our clique.
Then it kind of moved around. It sort of...
It branched off, because later that year I became friends with Dan.
It was more like Dan and us...
Yeah.
And then, like, Seath a little bit later.
Yeah, Seath was, like, grade 9 or something, because he invaded.
He moved in later.
He came in grade 9, because me and Seath always talk, because we remember how we became friends, is me and Dan and Jeremy were arguing about something in Vampire the Masquerade, and then he was like, no, it's this, from, like, behind us, and we're like,
oh, yeah?
Who the fuck's this kid?
I was probably there.
Probably. You're probably in the back, like, hiding behind a sheet.
Yeah, yeah. I was shy until, I was always shy through high school, really. Grade 12 was maybe a little less shy, but I was still...
I was really shy until like 5 years ago. Like, I'm still not that personable, but I've been trying to be.
Well, I find that sometimes I, like, when I run into people in high school, I almost kind of revert back.
If I see people from high school, I go the other way.
I've noticed that
with
Perry. Like, with Perry, I'm kind of like that sometimes. Yeah. Like, I'll kind of go back to high school.
Get quiet.
And get really quiet and stuff, and really kind of antsy and stuff. It's like, I don't know. It's
maybe
weird.
It's just, maybe just nervous of Perry.
Yeah, well, Perry's a pretty scary guy.
Yeah,
look at him.
Threatening. Maybe you just got a crush on him. You don't know how to...
I'm all like, toe in the ground.
Oh, hey guys, what's going on? See that cool movie last night? It's pretty sweet. Oh, the stars were out. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even talk to anyone from high school aside from you guys and Perry.
No. Like, I'll have them on Facebook and
stuff. I don't even have them on Facebook. I removed them all.
Yeah.
I was like, I have
probably
no
not.
Interest in any of these people's lives. Like, I'm a monster. I purge Facebook so often.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't see you in real life, you're gone.
Too lazy to do that, I think.
Yeah. It's probably a good thing, because then you can spy on people and see what they're doing. I just, whenever I even see them, like, I don't go up island very often, but, I'll go to, like, I think I've gone to Shemanis once or twice with Candace and, like, shown her around where I live and shit, but
yeah.
I very rarely see anybody. And if I do, I'm just like, oh, God, go away. And I'll, like, hide, because I don't want to get in that awkward conversation of, like, so what do you do?
Yeah.
Where have you been for 10 years? I got 8 kids now. Yeah. Thanks. Leave me
it's
alone.
Funny how like there is a lot of kids going.
That's what happens in small towns.
Yeah.
People breed and then don't escape. No offense.
I think we waited.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. You waited till you're 31.
I think it's okay age.
Yeah. See, that was comics. I still read comics. Do you? No. I mean, we both still read comics.
Not
you don't
so,
read so
much. Obviously not so much, but...
No.
I definitely into more, like, the trades, so, like...
Yeah.
I definitely don't do monthly.
I only do monthly because I have an iPad, so I get all my comics for free. Like, I don't buy very much.
I haven't really gone into that wagon yet.
Like, if I go to Legends, I'll buy something every time I go there, because I'm just supporting Gareth.
Yeah.
Like, I'll even buy stuff. I have bought stuff I haven't even read. I'm just, like, throwing it on my shelf. Just going to help try to put his kids through college. But... Yeah, I don't read as much as I used to. That squeaking, by the way, is my dog on the floor beside us being annoying, being crazy.
She wants to get on the podcast. She's trying to talk.
Yeah, she's the Shecky of our podcast, I guess.
Zoe!
So, comics, I mean, we both read them still occasionally. I still dream of doing them. Like, I mean, I still work on comics.
Yeah, I've stuff. Always... I mean, comics are so kind of a little more immediate. Like, you can...
Depending on who you talk to, Jesse thinks it's the most non-immediate form of doing anything you can do, because you spend a month to do 20 pages.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm coming from like the sort of the filmmaking aspect, and that's like
filmmaking takes
fucking ever. Yeah. Comics are kind of somewhere in the middle between, say, I guess a podcast and then a movie being like pretty complex.
But I mean, it'd be cool to do if we ever came up with something between you, me, and your brother. We could do like a fucking web comic.
Yeah,
it's not hard to put up 4 panels in a week.
Yeah.
And do something. I mean, be it like the return of Hasak is a website anthology. We could get all the old issues and scan them and put them up.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Try to get a hold of all the old artists.
Yeah. Actually, I have a couple of them on my Facebook.
Yeah.
I've tracked them down.
Mm. So it'd be interesting to do that. Or just do something comic related. And then we can start doing, you know, more short films. Because, you know, we only did quality short films back in the day.
Yeah.
We have a little list of 3 things we did.
Well, it's funny. This is why we were talking about how just... The output, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, looking back, it should have been a lot better.
Well, we did Samurai. That was you and Jamie. This idea was Samurai, right?
No, it was your guys's.
Was it?
It was you and Jesse. And then we just came over one night or whatever, and then you guys were talking about it. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. We should just do a little pilot or something. We kind of did this pilot episode.
Yeah, because it was like me wearing that big duster and shit.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't really... You remember it more than I do. Like, I don't remember much from that
I know
time.
We had Ryan around. Ryan Thomas?
Was...
So he was in it? Yeah, he was kind of helping out.
Yeah, he was. That's right.
And he was in it a little bit. I think he was coming to kill you or something.
The guy coming to get me. Yeah, because it was about... Samurai was what? Like a mercenary...
Yeah.
Hitman who and just then, went through different roommates all the time.
Yeah.
Because his roommates kept getting killed because people were out to kill him or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Or they were just never good enough or something.
Yeah, or just stupid. He just was...
So every episode would have been like he would have had a
new roommate. And he had to kill someone.
And the one was Paul Gunfighter?
Yeah, Paul Gunfighter, yeah.
Paul Gunfighter.
Paul Gunfighter was awesome. It's a great name.
I just love your entrance. It's like Jesse comes to the door and you're just like, Paul Gunfighter, man.
That was good. We gotta hunt these things down, put them up on
they all exist on tape, so they are around.
Great quality, like fucking 320 by like 240,
like probably high 8 or something.
And we shot a mini DV everything.
That was definitely shot on mini DV, so it'd be 640 or anything.
Yeah, because we did that, and then we had like 630, which I think we actually finished, didn't we?
Yeah, I think that was finished.
It was like
it's kind of weird, kind of a pretentious sort of
it
ghost.
Was super pretentious.
Ghost, black and white. It's just like this. It should have been just called a student film.
Yeah, it should have been called like I just got out of film school and I'm a huge douche.
Yeah,
was it after film school we did that?
It was like during or something.
During or something, or just before maybe.
It's either during or after, I think.
Yeah.
Because before, I think, was the Soul Paper trailer.
No, I can't remember. I thought Soul Paper.
James had this idea, but I think it's still. It's. I mean, it would make a great like grindhouse movie. Soul Paper. It was like. This conglomerate we're making paper that if you signed it,
you sold your soul. And it was perfect for Crofton because the pulp and paper mill was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they made their paper.
And we did this weird like trailer and set it to like some kind of Tool music or something.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was all right.
That was about all we had for plot though.
Yeah,
like
pretty much.
Cool.
It was like didn't have as much. It didn't have enough material for a trailer. So
no, exactly. All we knew is that. Demons were making paper at a paper company, and if you signed your name on that piece of paper, however it was made, your soul went to demons without you knowing. So, I mean, like, man, they got that shit in so many offices. The world was owned. put that stuff on envelopes, you're out of in trouble.
Yeah.
What they should have been doing was printing checks. That's the Soul Paper should have been. They should have been making checks for all the bank companies.
Get it right.
So anytime someone wrote a check for a bank, no more Done. Soul. Done. You belong to
the And they'd have like, it should have just been like a bank of souls.
Yeah.
Soul Bank.
Yeah. Okay. That's the sequel, Soul Bank. Soul Paper, Bank. Soul Bank. Yeah. And then the third part of the trilogy would be like, Soul, like forever.
Soul forever.
Something stupid.
Soul 3D.
Yeah, Soul 3D. It'd be the best
12. But it would have been the bad 3D too, right?
Oh, it was like... It would have had to have been horrible 3D. The red and green.
Yeah, so the 6:30 was like black and white.
It opened on like a fucking shot of a clock changing and a guy waking up, things you don't do in film.
Yeah.
You never...
And the guy wakes up and he doesn't do anything and then he's like, he's a salesman or something. Ugh.
I don't remember.
He gets ran down at the end.
Yeah, he gets run over. That's all I remember. And it was stupid.
It's just, it was actually really tedious too.
It was,
I think it was like 10-minute cut, which should have been like 3.
If that. It was really tedious and it was a bitch to edit and a bitch to shoot.
Well, it was also, it had that, pretty much everything you shouldn't do. Because it had like the days repeated, right? Remember? Yeah. It was like 3 different days.
Yeah,
it was like, but it was all the same thing he does because he's just like, it was meh.
This pretentious, like, wannabe Groundhog Day memento fucking...
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just...
You get it. That's what you do, though. You get out of the system.
Yeah. Definitely got that out of the system. I'll never do that again. Jesus. The kind of thing that stop you from ever working in the industry if you got out. Luckily, I never did. But yeah, Soul Paper. But you guys shot a movie. You guys finished, you know, whatever it was called.
Massacre Hill.
Massacre Hill. I still never ever got a copy.
No?
No.
Oh, I have to get you one. Not like you're missing it.
No, I mean I watched the AVI. Jamie sent me an AVI of it or whatever it was.
It was yes, you learn, right?
Yeah, I just mean, like you guys had all these just awesome, like miniature shots and stuff in it.
There's some inspiration there.
Oh, yeah, you guys did good on it. You guys doing anything else or ever have any plans to do? I mean, you're doing you were doing your short.
Well, that's the thing. Is like I mean, just the output. Like I want to shoot all the time. It's just about getting together.
Yeah,
and I mean, filmmaking too is. It's not, again, just like drawing. Like drawing, you know, generally just takes one person.
Yeah, filmmaking.
No filmmaking, you just like need this army kind of, and you know, again, like trying to get people around and all organized is, you know, it's tricky.
Yeah,
especially if you're not, you know, don't have like a budget or
exactly
pay people and stuff. I mean, I guess I don't know. I just definitely want to get shooting more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Jake were talking about shooting some stuff this summer, but again, we gotta get a script.
So me and Perry have been talking about
forever. Well, I've talked to Perry too about shooting stuff, and it's like, fuck, he wants to
do something like a short this summer.
Yeah,
with everybody. We and him actually had a plot on the podcast because he's like, next podcast, pitch me a movie idea, and I'm like, I'll pitch you a movie idea right now.
Oh, okay.
So,
actually, me and Jay want to do a podcast where we actually just come up with an idea
on the spot.
Yeah, and we don't necessarily have to release it. We can release it like with whatever we made out of it.
Okay. Well, I remember we used to do that. Remember back in the day, whenever we hang out in the basement, we do like that stupid story game with you, me, and Jesse.
Yeah. I still found one the other day. I think.
Oh, really?
Where did I find it? It was like an old notebook.
Yeah. So anyway, the story idea I've pitched Jay or to Perry. You tell me if it's doable. It's kind of a really dark romantic comedy.
Okay.
Starring you and your brother.
Okay.
Okay.
Starring
one of them.
This was the actual thing on the podcast.
Yeah, this is how I pitched it.
You pitched it like Jay and Dan are in this?
Yeah, I was like, okay, it's starring these two guys. It's you two. So it's about a guy who's like lost in love and, you know, who's just doing online dating and stuff.
Okay.
And he goes out for like, and he's blind. So he never knows what he's doing for his online dates. Like he's always meeting these people and they never match up and he's gay. Okay. The other part is a gay dude, online dating, blind. And he goes on a date and he finally really gets along with this guy. But as we're watching it, we realize the guy that he's having the date with is his long-lost twin brother that he doesn't know exists.
Okay.
So he's on a date with his twin brother who's also gay. But the other guy isn't blind.
But he's like, he's down with it.
He's just, he's one of those guys that's so full of himself. He's like, fuck, I'm awesome. He's like, it'd be cool to do me.
Wow.
Starring you and your brother. I was like, I can get them to do this, right? I'm like, it has to end with them kissing at the end of their date. That was my goal. I was like, I'll get that on film. I'm like, they'll do it. Perry's like, I don't know if they will.
I don't think I'm doing all until the kiss game, my brother. Seriously, if you had a different dude that wasn't my brother.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing, though.
Because a gay kiss is fine.
Yeah.
Incest, that's wrong.
Well, that's the thing, right? I'm like, it's so horrible. Like, it would be, like, almost like, aw, whatever. But then it's, like, it's the dude's, like, long-lost twin brother, and he's down with it. And you're like, why? Like, why would you even come up with this idea? But that was my idea for, like, a five-minute short film.
That's pretty funny, actually.
And it's awful. It's, like, the worst, most offensive garbage ever. But Perry wanted me to pitch something really quick.
I'll do that, but I'll be both guys. Yeah. And we'll do like a split screen or wow. something.
Okay, yeah. That's even better.
But that's actually adds into the vainness of it, because yeah, exactly. He's literally kissing himself.
Yeah. That'd be amazing. Then at the end it cuts away and it's just him having a date with a mirror. Yeah. So deep and pretend. Then he wakes up with an alarm clock and it just happens all over again.
It'll be awesome if before he's at the restaurant or whatever, the full of himself guy, yeah. and he's waiting for the date or whatever, yeah. and like he's like really offensive, like Jack Nicholson offensive.
Yeah,
to the waitress.
Yeah,
and then the waitress comes, and he's like, "Oh, she's like, oh, here's your fucking salad or something." And then like she breaks the mirror at the end.
Oh,
and you know what I mean? Before the kiss, ooh, yeah. It's deep.
Wow, this is never gonna get made. But it was my bad idea. That's hilarious. I'm like, I'll get them to kiss on camera.
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, but no, we want to do something this.
We summer. Should do that. We should even just like a short. But the prerequisite would be to all of us.
All of us do, and we got to shoot it in a day. Like, that's our thing. Like, yeah. We would get together for a weekend, and we'd all hash out the script
even
one
if
night.
Even if it was, like, yeah.
Like, hash out the script one night, shoot it the next day, and then edit it that night, and then have it finished the next day. Like, do it like a
yeah,
film
something
sign,
like that. Yeah.
A 70-hour film
sign. I'd be down for that, for sure.
It would just be fun. Like, it'd just be
fun. I'll talk to Perry that on Friday. I'll write a list of what I have to talk to Perry about.
yeah, you need a little book here. I'll give you a notepad.
Yeah, because I'm totally down for that.
It'd like, just that's, be cool to do over 3 days, right? Like, if I could find, like, my work is so sporadic, but make sure I have the ability to have come up for, like, 3 days and just crash on your couch or something.
Yeah.
Well, and that's just the thing. Shoot it in Crofton.
I talked to, last time I was with Perry and Josh, is like, on their movie, it's, like, you know, I really commend them for, like, be able to get that. Even this late in the game, you can still get people out and stuff. Yeah. Like, that's something I have to embrace more. Like,
yeah.
It's not any slight on people. It's just kind of like I'm a little bit more like on a whim sort of, which is not for, especially for filmmaking, is not good because, you know, people have lives and stuff that they can't just like, you know, drop everything, come out. Like, you know, maybe the odd person can, but
yeah,
I mean, you having that army around you is definitely good.
Yeah. So yeah, I thought it'd be cool to do that. My only fear with that is I know Perry wants to shoot it on Red and stuff. I just don't know if that's practical for such a fast shoot. That we'd want to do, like, it might be better to shoot it on the Canon, to be up and go. And like the nice thing about it too, like if we had the whole first day to write and plan and do our shot lists, we'd go, okay, we know our location,
because
we know where to shoot. We know who we have for an acting group that we can use, and keep it simple. Like, we know we have no budget, so we'd work the storyline around that. Like, just we could all come in with ideas, not even come in with ideas, but each come in with a case of beer and a box of pizza and just plan something.
We should totally plan that. I think I'm totally down for that.
I'm pretty good July. Well, we don't need to talk about dates on the podcast. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll figure it out for sure.
But yeah. Because I'm good for like the first three quarters.
I think I have some days off in July. I think Krista.
And I'm good before school starts in September, too. Like, I should be good. Because I'll probably be jobless by then, so.
Yeah, we got some time before your school.
But I think it'd be fun to do. They'd just throw it up on YouTube. Release it on YouTube and Vimeo and stuff. You know, I can like steal Denver to like do effects if we need them to. Like, we know enough people.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's like that army mentality. You need to, you have to let them in, like, kind of thing.
But I mean, even
not that I ever like I'm ever like turn people away, but it's just kind of like, oh, I don't want to bother them. It's kind of like more that mentality. Oh, yeah,
exactly. So it'd be cool to do, even if we like got it done and had like the rough cut, and then we're like, okay, we just need to throw music underneath and effects if we had effects for some reason. But it'd be cool. Just do something cheap, short.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about kind of like the shorter you are, the actually kind of more crazy you could go, because you don't have to, you know, you don't have to plan out a 25-minute short or something. Or
we also don't, doing it that fast, we wouldn't have time to second guess ourselves.
Yeah.
We'd just do it and we'd be like, what?
Yeah.
I think it would just be a cool project if it worked out to just start doing like once every month or like six times a year, or four times a year, and just start doing shit.
Yeah. I'd love to do that. It'd be awesome.
So me and Perry have talked about it a bit, so.
No, well, I'll put the bug in his ear again on Friday.
Talk to your brother about it and shit. Yeah. See what he thinks. Talk to...
Because I was working on that short, and again, it was just kind of like, you know, getting people around, and like, I mean, there was a lot of like, not a lot, but there's,
it was only like a 10-page script, but there was quite a bit of characters and stuff, mm-hmm. and it's like it's kind of like got me down because it's like, oh man, I want to do something like either with more people or less of a script. It's kind of like one or the other.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, now it's on podcast and people will listen to this, so we're now obligated to do it.
They'll bug us.
You're obligated to kiss your brother on camera. And on that note, we should probably end this second episode of
It Was Good Times.
The Dan Jam.
We're getting a good roll going.
Yeah.
Actually, I like it.
It's a start.
It's fun.
We'll get more done eventually. We'll hone it out. We'll find more stories to talk about. More randomnesses. Drink
more bit. Origins.
More origins.
We dip into the origin bag.
Yeah, we got a whole bag of origins to go through here.
All right.
So yeah, on that note, thanks for listening. I guess if you are listening, and
I am Dan.
I'm James.
That's all you need to know.
Peace out, bitches. Shandales.
Stories from the anus.
Yeah, they're all messed up.